Hey, Mama. So today's episode is a little bit of a different one. So although it is an interview, it is a client case study. And so today's episode is really taking you behind the scenes of what it was like for my client Jasmine to work with me inside of Life and Seasons Coaching. So Jasmine and I had worked together previously on a few smaller projects. And then last year, she came to me wanting to launch her podcast. Now, we hadn't really worked together at the capacity of a, coaching relationship. And you'll hear all about this, how Jasmine was anti-coaching for the longest. So when we worked together, me working with her as her life and business coach in November 2023, at that time, she had been in business for almost 3 years and really found it hard finding clients through social media, specifically Instagram. And social media in general was draining for her and was not how she enjoyed showing up to connect with her ideal clients. She really didn't enjoy creating content in that way. And so when we started working together, we really looked at marketing strategies that felt aligned and that she would enjoy. And within 3 months, so us making the change of how she was showing up, Jasmine signed a client. In this episode, you're going to hear about the transformation Jasmine made when she decided to start showing up and selling her offers in a way that felt good and aligned with who she is. She also shares about how gaining clarity in her messaging helped her start showing up confidently to sell her offers. Honestly, guys, Jasmine's transformative story is such an inspiration, and I really hope it encourages you guys, especially for those of you, maybe you're struggling to find clients right now, and maybe how you're currently marketing your offers just does not feel good to you. Listen to this episode. You are going to be encouraged. You're going to be motivated. And we talk about a few of the different ways we really helped, Jasmine grow her business without relying on social media, because y'all know that's what I'm all about, not relying on social media to build a successful business. All right, guys, let's get into this client case study. Hey, Mama, are you tired of feeling stressed and overwhelmed trying to grow your online business with your babies at home? You desire more flexibility in your day, allowing you to pour into your family, yourself, and your business without running yourself into the ground. Mama, you can build your dream business and do it in a way that fits your current season of life. And I'm going to show you exactly how. Welcome to the Mama Turn Mompreneur podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Singletary, daughter of the king, wife, mama of two, and life and business coach for mompreneurs. On this podcast, you will learn business strategies made for mamas just like you, who desire to be successful CEOs and fully present mamas without stress or overwhelm. So whether you're an entrepreneur who transitioned to a mompreneur or a mama turned mompreneur, I am here to support you. So grab your coffee, notebook, and pen, put in those earbuds, and let's dig in. All right, today on the Mama Turned Mompreneur podcast, I am sitting down to chat with one of my clients, Jasmine, and we're just going to dive into her business journey. And this is a case study episode, so she's going to really be sharing about her experience inside of Life and Seasons Coaching and really how it's just helped her business grow and thrive and all of those things. And so, Jasmine, welcome to the show. Please tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, what you do, and all about your family.
Thank you so much, Andrea, for allowing me to be on your show today. And I am a fertility health coach and birth doula. And about my family, it is just my husband and I and our precious fur baby who thinks she's a human child. And we are currently on our fertility journey.
All right. And so, you started your business, it's been about 3 years now, right?
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about like the challenges you faced when you first started your business.
So when I first started my business, it was solely a birth doula practice, and it was really hard because you take all these trainings, but you don't really get the business aspect. You get a little bit, but again, you don't get an in-depth direction or support in how to establish a doula business. And I kept finding that I didn't know what I was doing, to be honest. And I felt lost, and it was kind of like the blind leading the blind, so to speak, even down to like the financial aspect, website building, all of those things were coming from other people in the birth business. And yes, they have a lot of words of wisdom, but I wasn't seeing any return, I guess, for all the things that I was doing. And so I started to seek out support from business professionals who specialized in like website design and SEO and all of those things, because I wasn't getting a lot of traffic to my website and my social media posts were not garnering that much attention. And I felt burnout, honestly, and frustrated. And then fast forward a couple of years when I became a fertility health coach and decided to make that the primary aspect of my practice because of the journey me and my husband are on, I was facing the same thing. And I had taken trainings and they all had these ways of telling you how to promote your business or how you can make six figures in a certain amount of time. And I found myself saying, how? Because I'm doing these things and I'm not seeing that. So it was really hard for me. And it felt like I was just stumbling in the dark the whole time. And I honestly feel like I wasted a lot of time, because had I gotten more support in the beginning, then I think I would have seen more success a lot sooner.
Yeah. Yeah. You have a very niche area, like with your business and everything like that. And it's hard because you're learning, you know, different things to like get those certifications and, you know, making sure you're able to, you know, truly support your clients. But then it's like you still need help with that business strategy. Like, it's not just enough to know all of these things and be able to truly help people get amazing results if you don't know how to package it and market it. And so I find that interesting, is like they give you, you know, all these trainings, like get the certification, do this, do that, but they don't really help you with the business side of things. And so, you know, with those challenges and everything, like, I know you mentioned social media, but what were some things you were doing at that time to find clients?
The biggest thing was social media. And I just knew if I applied this strategy or this formula or did this, that I was going to get a lot of traffic to my Instagram page and a lot of likes and DMs, and that wasn't working. And then I was trying word of mouth. That wasn't really working, because also like the birth world and the coaching world are highly, which is sad, but competitive. And so as a new person trying to break into that and getting like word of mouth clients, it was really hard. And then I was trying blogging, but I had no clue about SEO. So I'm just blogging and not using it effectively. So I also wasn't getting visibility there. And by the time I was posting 5 days a week, and blogging and doing word of mouth, I was just burnt out completely. And then I started becoming inconsistent with social media because I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, I think it's like you said, that visibility piece is so important. And it's really about finding like where your ideal clients are hanging out. And with social media, it's a great way to market your, you know, business for free. But the reality is that there's so much noise. There's so many people on social media, and just how like people's attention spans are and different things like that. It is a lot harder to, in a sense, get your name out there and build that authority when you're relying just on social media. But also, like you were saying with blogging is a great way to increase your visibility. But if you're not leveraging SEO, you're just putting content out into the world that people aren't seeing. And so it sounds like, you know, those strategies you were implementing, they were frustrating. They weren't working for you. So can you talk a little bit more about that, like how you felt trying to implement these different strategies that were suggested to you?
I felt honestly like a failure. I felt like I wasn't good at what I was doing. And it felt like a reflection on me as an entrepreneur. And even though that doesn't make sense, right? But it felt like that. It was like you hear all these stories, especially in your trainings, of this person started in 5 months and they're already making six figures, and you're comparing mm-hmm. yourself to that. And you're like, how come it's not happening? I'm 6 months, 12 months in, and I'm not seeing those same results, but I'm applying these principles. And so I felt really defeated. I felt exhausted. It made me question if I wanted to keep doing this work. And I knew that I wanted to, but it was just like, I wasn't seeing the results of all the effort that I was putting into. And you know, I was disheartened a lot of the time, which also led to me not posting as much or inconsistently and questioning my ability to do this as an entrepreneur.
Yeah, that comparison, it's so hard, especially, you know, social media, it's like a highlight reel. But mm-hmm. the reality is that people aren't sharing the full picture. They're not sharing that they had three failed businesses before they finally got it right with the fourth one and they hit six figures in, you know, a few months. It's like, yeah. Well, no, we need to talk about those past businesses that didn't hit six figures and all the trial and error you had to go through to actually reach six figures. And it you do feel discouraged when you're, you know, implementing these strategies and they're not working. You're not mm-hmm. seeing the results. And so it makes it so much harder to show up and be consistent because you're like, why? What's the point? It's not working. And so I know that like you shared, like you were experiencing these frustrations and everything. But despite that, you hadn't worked with a coach. And so mm-hmm. talk to us about, you know, why you didn't work with the coach and how you felt about coaching before we started working together.
Absolutely. So I think in general, when I would hear the word coach, it made me cringe because every time I would see a coach, whether it was a business coach, a life coach, a health coach, like anything with a coach, it was like they all had similar messaging, similar words, and it just felt like a different picture. And everybody promised, you're going to see this if you do exactly this. And I would try those things and they weren't working. And so I was just like, oh my gosh, this is just another cheerleader that's going to tell you all these great things and it's going to work for them because, you know, you're paying them and they're mm-hmm. getting rich, but you're not. And so I was like, I kind of viewed coaching as a pyramid scheme, so to speak. It's like, get all these people in and the coach is flourishing, but you're not, but you're being promised that you will. And so I was just kind of very hesitant to even seek out coaching, to even invest, because it's a big investment. And I honestly didn't want to be disappointed. Because I had been so disappointed up until this point. And so it was just like, what's the point? I'm going to do this and then it's not going to work. And I'm going to be exhausted again, defeated again, and not see results again. And so I was very hesitant.
Yeah. And it's understandable because a lot of people have been burned by coaches. And it is, like you said, it's a major investment. And coaches, there are coaches out there who will make these promises that they can't realistically guarantee, mm-hmm. you know. And I will say this, any coach who is promising you that you will make an X amount of money, run, because no one can guarantee that. Like, there is no way to guarantee that. And mm-hmm. so when it comes to finding a coach, you want to find a coach who the promises they're making are realistic. You know, mm-hmm. for me, one of my guarantees is that I'm going to show you how to build your business in a way that supports the life that you want to live, where your kids are sick, you're able to make the adjustments needed without your business falling apart. Mm-hmm. You know, when you see something is going on with your kid, maybe they got a diagnosis or something like that, you can confidently make those changes in your business to better support your child. You know, showing you how to build your business in a way so you don't have to show up all the time, because realistically, as moms, we can't do that, you know?
Yeah.
And so I would love to know, what led you to deciding to work with me? Because you had, you know, these beliefs about coaching. You're very hesitant to work with a coach. And so, you know, we started working together in November 2023. So, Cher, what was it that made you decide, you know what, I'm going to work with Andrea?
I think one of the major things that stood out to me was your transparency, because I felt, one, that your messaging stood out from every other coaches, and you didn't come off coachy, if that's a way to say it. And you were just very transparent about your journey as a mompreneur and the realities of being a business owner. And it felt very refreshing to me, because you don't hear that. You see, like you said, the highlight reels of everyone's journey. And here you are like, yeah, I've had some wins, but I've also had some challenging times or some losses, or this week I couldn't get this done because XYZ happened with my kid. And it's like, oh my gosh, she's being honest and real and normalizing life happening. And I really appreciated that your podcast and your messaging on social media wasn't sanitized, because I think we see too much of that, and it makes you feel like you have to be perfect, like you have to have everything together, and that if you don't, you're going to be a failure as a business owner. So that stood out to me. And then just in the few times we've worked together before and leading up to this, you have been very consistent. You have been really in tune with me and my business and my vision. And it wasn't like you tried to change it into something it wasn't. And I really appreciated that, because it's more than just connection. Like you, if I felt like you got me, you got the vision that God gave me. And to me, that's important. You weren't just throwing a one size fit all strategy to me. And you really took the time to get to know me, my season of life that I'm in. As you know, I have some upcoming transitions too happening. Yeah. And you took all of that into consideration and was like, here, this is what you could do. And I'm like, okay, this is what I'm looking for. Somebody that cares about my business as much as I do and cares about me as a person and my mental health and sanity and emotions. And then the fact that you were compassionate, like if I was having a hard day, I could message you and you would respond. And it wasn't like, oh, I have to wait 30 days before I can talk to you again. I could just send you a message and say, oh my gosh, like I want to throw the whole business away. And you're like, okay, I've been there, and you validated my feelings, but it's like, okay, what's going on and how can we work through this to make it fit so it feels manageable? And so I think those are the things that really stood out to me that made you different from every other coach that I had seen. And honestly, I don't even see you as a coach. It's more so like you're the midwife who helps me birth my business. And every new offer is a new baby, you know, kind of thing. So you're my midwife and doula that helps me get my business together and deliver all of the things that I do. And to me, that's important. And that's what makes you unique. And I love that.
Yeah, I love that response. And I really love how you brought up, you know, not doing like the one size fit all approach. Because I see that a lot in the coaching space. And what people really need is that personalization, because not everybody's life is the same. Not everybody's business is the same. Like you have to look at each client individually. And while there may be some overlap, it doesn't mean they're exactly the same. And so that's one of the things that I really strive for, is that personalization piece. You know, like I love podcasting, but I know not everybody wants to be a podcaster. And so, no, I'm not going to force you to start a podcast for your business. We're going to find the marketing strategy that works for you, that lights you up, that makes the most sense for your current season of life. And so I love that you shared that. And so, you know, after we started working together, how did you feel about your business?
I felt hopeful again and excited. And I hadn't felt excited about it in a long time. And I knew that it wasn't something I wanted to quit. But I just was stuck. And so I felt, once we started working together, I felt like I had hope that this could work, that I could be successful. And I found joy in the things that I was doing or the ideas that we would come up with together. And I felt seen. I felt understood. And I felt like you weren't forcing me to be an entrepreneur, a type of entrepreneur that I'm not you really took into consideration who I am, my personality, my capacity, and really like you holistically looked at me and my business and helped me craft one that felt comfortable for me, that didn't feel overwhelming, and one that I could feel like very proud of. And just like I said, excited to do what I do. And to me, that reignition of my business flame was so important, because after 3 years, it was a lot. And so I feel more free as an entrepreneur and in my personal life. And I have a lot more happiness when I'm doing my work. And I think that's so important.
Yeah, I definitely saw that transformation. Just like you having more clarity in your business and coming up with amazing offers and just your excitement about it. Like, wow, I get to do this. Like, you, not to say you didn't love your business before, but it was just different, you know? Mm-hmm. It was just this joy. And it's like, yeah, you have those hard days, but it still lights you up. You're still encouraged. You're still hopeful and everything. And so I would love for you to share, like, what has been your experience working with me inside Life and Seasons Coaching?
My experience has been transformative. I will say that, because like you said before, I loved what I did, but it just was hard. So I was bogged down with anxiety, fatigue, frustration, being disheartened. And now I feel like all these burdens have been lifted, and having that clarity of messaging, I didn't even realize how important that was until I started working with you. And it relieved so much pressure, and it gave me vision for who I'm trying to reach, who I'm trying to connect with. And again, that was something I didn't fully understand. I was trying to reach everybody, and it's like, well, I can't do that. So now I feel like I'm a whole different person as an entrepreneur after us working together. And I feel more confident than I have ever felt as a business owner. And even just, it's trickled over into my personal life with how confident I feel. And so I think those were two of the biggest things. I also don't experience nearly as much anxiety as I used to. And when it does come up, because we're human, I can go to you and I can tell you, and you are responsive, you support me, you encourage me. And so it's like having that personal connection with you, and you're not like this aloof, untouchable coach that I can't reach, has also helped me a lot, because I know that if I'm having a hard day, you talk me off the ledge, or you help to build my confidence when I'm feeling unsure about something. And being poured into as an entrepreneur, especially in a job like mine, where you're pouring into a lot of people, it is so needed. And I don't know, I can't say that I've gotten that before. And so for me, all of this helped to transform the way I think as a business owner, when I'm marketing my business, when I am creating content, and even just in my personal life, how I think about things now. And I feel the most confident I felt in years since starting my business.
I love that. And I love what you brought up about clarifying your messaging, because I feel like that's one of the biggest things that hold us back in business. Like, if we aren't clear on who we're trying to serve and we can't communicate, you know, how we serve them in our messaging, if we can't speak to like where they're at in their life, in their business, and really connect with them, it's going to be hard to sell your offers, right? It's going to be hard to show up and everything. But when you have that clarity in your messaging, you are able to easily create content. You know, like I look at you, you know, you launched your podcast and you have like this brain dump of content ideas and everything because you had that clarity in who you're serving and what their needs are and how you can best support them and everything like that. So it really does make a world of a difference. So What changes and results have you experienced in your business since we started working together?
I have gotten more clients since us working together. I have gotten more visibility in my content. I went from no one looking at my blog to having like 40 views on a blog page. And that is so exciting. I'm having people, new listeners on my podcast and more traffic to my website. And again, I was not seeing these numbers prior to us working together. And so I think all of the work that we have done, I don't think I know all of the work that we have done has truly helped to grow my visibility in the online space, because I wasn't seeing that 2 years ago, 2.5, 3 years ago. So that is the biggest change I've seen, or changes I've seen in my business. And then the change within myself. And like you said, I was able to do that brain dump because we had clarified my message. We'd clarified who I'm speaking to and why I'm speaking to them. And that would have been a struggle for me before. It would have been, okay, I'm talking to this person and this group of people. And it would have been all over the place, where it was more focused. And it honestly felt a lot easier for me than it had in the past. And I think because of that, I'm having consistency now across all of my messaging platforms and my website. And it's reflecting in the number of people that are reading the blogs and visiting my website. So those are the things that I would say really changed for me. And it has brought in so much relief to me as a business owner, and a lot of joy and excitement.
Yeah. One of the things we really focused on was, you know, figuring out how you can best show up to market your offers, build your audience and different things like that. And so share, you know, with my listeners a little bit more about like what we did, like what strategies we applied that, you know, felt good for you, that were aligned with like who you are and everything.
Yeah. So one of the strategies was podcasting. And although that was new for me, it wasn't foreign, if that makes sense. I had guested on podcasts before, and I share our journey with other people. And so it was just a matter of getting behind a mic and having a bigger platform to share a fertility journey and how to support other couples going through this. And you really helped me clarify what that would look like. And it was, I'm also more on the reserved and shy side. So podcasting was a way for me to show up without being physically seen. And that felt comfortable for me. I didn't feel like I had to make reels, which was something we had talked about. And I was just like, I'm not comfortable with that. And you didn't guilt me for that. You didn't make me feel bad about not wanting to do reels on Instagram. You recognized that that was something that I was uncomfortable with. And you helped me find an alternative way to get my messaging out, my story out, and to connect with my audience, which was through podcasting. So I really do enjoy that. And then blog writing, I love to write and journal. And you were like, why don't you do a blog? And this is how we can do it. So I know I did it before, but it doesn't look anything like how it did in the past. And when I go back and look at those old posts, I'm like, ooh. But now I'm like, okay, this looks so much better. And I had never even thought to write in the way that you and I had talked about and share in the way that I did. And I'm seeing a lot of results now because of that change. And so that was something that was also comfortable for me, because it was something I already do. And it was one of the best ways that I express how I feel or my thought process. And so that was good. And then we discussed Pinterest, and that was something I also felt comfortable with. And so creating content that way, and also having Instagram, but just making like the 9-grid. And I had never heard of a 9-grid until we worked together. And I was like, okay, I could do this. And I didn't have to post every day. Like, this is great. And I could just share about my podcast in the stories, or like share about my offers in the stories. And that felt manageable for me. And so all of these things fell in line with my comfortability with being online, because I'm not a huge online person, and with my personality. And I mean, yes, you do challenge me, which I appreciate, but you don't challenge me to the point where I feel uncomfortable or out of like my character or my nature. And I appreciate that, because they're like things where it's like, no, Jazz, if you push yourself a little, you could do this. And it's like, I appreciate that, because sometimes we do need that nudge. And but then there's a difference between that and being guilted into doing something you are just like dead set, completely uncomfortable with, and feeling like you're obligated to do it because you don't want to disappoint your coach. And so I really appreciated that. And all of these, because these are all natural to me, it doesn't feel exhausting.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all about finding what works for you. And then I want to bring up too, because you did, you know, do something that was uncomfortable. And I coached you through it, but yes. You did a networking event. It was a doula speed dating event. And I remember when you shared with me that you were going to do it, I was so proud of you, because I know how uncomfortable that is, you know, when you're an introvert. But you did it. And so share a little bit about like you deciding to do that, what that was like for you, and, you know, what resulted from you stepping out like that and doing something uncomfortable.
Yes, I forgot about that. So thank you for bringing that up. So I had seen the post on Facebook and I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. And then I told you about it and you're like, oh my gosh. And I felt excited that you were so proud of me for doing it, because you know me. And again, this speaks to how well you know your client. And you knew that that was way out of my comfort zone. And you talked me through like, okay, this is what you could do. And we talked about some ideas I had for my messaging, because in the doula speed dating event, you literally have 3 to 5 minutes with each family. So you've got to get a lot out really quickly. Yes. And you have to build that connection as well really quickly. And so we had worked a lot, even leading up to that, we had worked a lot on my messaging and my confidence. And I can say that because of that clarity, I felt more confident walking into that doula speed dating event. And then I did have someone reach out to me and I got a client from that event a couple of days later, and she's amazing. And so I am just so grateful, because I did not have this level of confidence before, and I didn't like putting myself out there, because also it's vulnerable to do that. And now I have more confidence to do those things, and I'm so grateful.
Yeah, I was so proud of you. It was like a proud mama moment. I was like, look at her stepping out, you know, of her comfort zone and everything. And I remember you had an incident because you were like trying to print your business cards, and then there was something that came up with that. And so, you know, we talked through it. We're like, okay, here's a plan B, here's a plan C, here's a plan D. And just being able, I'm sure, to have that support made a world of a difference, right? And you could share, you know, your thoughts on that as well.
Yeah, I will definitely say being able to have somebody talk you down when you're feeling freaking out, right? It was so nice, because again, I could talk to you in real time, so to speak. I didn't have to like schedule an appointment. I could just send you a message and I knew within the day you would respond to me at some point. And it was just nice to have that access, I guess you could say, and say, oh my gosh, like my cards aren't going to be ready. What do I do? And for you to, for us to talk through the different ideas, and for you to give me like backup plans. And so I felt really supported in doing something like this. And I was just grateful for that, because I didn't have that before. So I'm sure I would have come up with things. But again, having that support, having somebody to also help you, I guess you could say, figure out your ideas and your content. And even when I was creating it, you were like, yeah, I'll take a look at it to make sure it looks okay and has all the information that you need on it. And that was really helpful, because I was creating it kind of last minute. And so for you to even take the time to do that was really special to me, and to know that you cared that what I was putting out there in the world also was good and looked well, and also had the content that I needed to have on it to have effective messaging in such a short time. And so that was really something I was grateful for.
Yeah, yeah. It really does make a world of a difference. That's why, you know, with my coaching, I do offer that unlimited Voxer support during my business hours, because things are going to come up in between calls. And also, you know, we are busy. We don't have time to get on calls every week, so to speak. And so one of the things I love about the Voxer aspect is that literally, you know, my clients can drop me a message and, you know, I get back to them and everything. And then when they, you know, have the availability to respond back, and they just get that real time help when those things come up, because things are going to come up. Like, you didn't anticipate you not having your business cards right before that event. And so, like, that was something that came up and you needed that immediate support and you were able to get it. And it just makes a world of a difference. But I just have to say, I am just so proud of you and your growth and everything. It's just been so amazing to watch you literally take the strategies, take the feedback and everything and run with it. That's one of the things that I absolutely love about you, is that you don't just like take it all in and not do anything. No, you take action. And because you take that action, you see the results. Like, you went to this event, you had your messaging down and everything, and you signed a client 2 days later. That is huge. And so, you know, as we wrap up, I would love for you to share, like, you know, just looking back on our time, you know, working together, what would you say were like the most valuable aspects of our coaching relationship?
I would say our one-on-one coaching calls, and the Voxer is, oh my gosh, that is a game changer, because being able to have access to you in between calls and knowing that you are going to show up, you are going to respond. And even if I send you a text, sometimes you respond with a voice message, and just hearing your voice is so calming, and you're talking me down or you're encouraging me and building me up. And that to me was so invaluable, because it makes me feel like you care about me as a person, and I'm not just another client to you. And I would say just all of the strategies. It's like, I told you this before, but it's like God has so gifted you to do this work. And it's like, you pray for your clients, you're in sync with your clients, and the ideas that you come up with or the strategies that you come up with are so in line. Or it's so funny, sometimes I will text you and say, hey, I forgot this idea. And you're like, yeah, I was thinking about that. Or vice versa, you'll send me something and I'll be like, I was thinking about that. And it's like, God, you have us in sync. And I love that, because again, you get the vision just as much as I do, which means that all your strategies, your ideas, your refining of my offers and ideas is aligned with the vision that the Lord has given me for my business. And that to me is rare in a coach. And so that is so valuable to me, and something that you just don't get, and I feel is necessary, especially as a kingdompreneur. And so those are two of the biggest things that I will say that have been game changers for me and have shifted how I feel about coaching, which, again, I said, I don't see you as a coach, you're more doula, business doula and midwife, but for the sake of clarity, a coach, and you have shifted my perspective, and I'm so grateful for that.
Oh, thank you so much. I truly do get invested in my clients' businesses, because I want to see you guys succeed. I want to see you guys hit your goals and everything, and anything that I can do to support you with doing that lights me up. And so I do see you guys as more than just clients. Like, I see you guys as family. Like, that's why I support with both the business and the life side of things, because your business and your life, it is intertwined. Like, you cannot separate the two, especially when you're a mom, you have a family that you are, you know, responsible for and different things. It's going to get mixed in. And so it's figuring out how to do it in a way that works for you. And that's what I support you guys with. So thank you so, so much for just sharing all of this. I just love diving into your story and everything, because you are doing such amazing work, and just seeing you grow and you flourish and you thrive and your business just unfold how it has. It's been such an amazing journey to witness.
Thank you. And I'm just so grateful for our work together, because it has just been such a transformative, both personally and as an entrepreneur, experience for me. And I'm so grateful for your investment in me as a person and as an entrepreneur, because like you said, you care, and you care as if it's your own business. And when you work with somebody, that is important, that they care about your business and you just as much as you do.
Yeah. Yeah. You are so welcome. But before we wrap up, please share where my audience can connect with you and share about your podcast and all of the things.
Sure. So you guys can connect with me at www.edensnurturary.com and follow me on Instagram at edens_nurturary. So I recently started a podcast called the Nurturary for Fertility Podcast, and it chronicles me and my husband's journey through infertility. And I also share holistic care tips and strategies to uncover the root causes of your fertility struggles and to find your unique journey to fertility, because everybody's journey looks different. And I also discuss embryo adoption, which is something that I am very passionate about and I feel is a very unique way to your victory baby. And so you can follow me there on your favorite listening platform as well.
And I will make sure to link all of that in the show notes. Well, thank you again, Jasmine, just for sharing your story with us. And I just truly appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. Well, Mama, that's a wrap on today's episode. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to hang with me. If you enjoyed today's episode, will you do me a favor and follow the podcast and leave a review? Hitting that follow button and sharing your thoughts about the podcast are the best ways to ensure that other mamas like you find this show. Your review also lets me know if you're enjoying this podcast, so make sure to share your thoughts before you go. All right, Mama, I'll catch you in the next episode.